Carroll County will begin the search for a new fire chief later this week following the resignation of Scott Blue. Blue leaving the role after almost 5 years in the head job. Carroll County Chairman Marty Smith on Tuesday said Chief Blue did exactly what we needed him to do for us in the time frame we needed. We'll now be looking for a candidate with a lot of gumption to continue moving that department forward. Blue could not be reached for comment on Tuesday. Smith says the county will search nationwide for the next chief, but will obviously consider local candidates as well. Carroll County EMA Director Tim Padgett has been appointed interim fire chief until the role is filled. As of this week, District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan has a challenger for his seat in the November 6th election. However, the challenger's name will not be on ballots next month, as she did not qualify for the race during the designated time period. Ann O'Brien of Douglasville, running as a public service party candidate, and is eligible to be a write-in candidate for the District 30 race after her name was officially listed as a qualifier on Monday. People who want to be qualified write-in candidates in Georgia must follow the rules set out in Georgia law. O'Brien does have a Facebook page for her campaign. Early voting begins October 15th. Well, there is some talk that state lawmakers are looking into the possibility of mandating that the state's public schools wait until after Labor Day to start each new school year. Carrollton City Schools Superintendent Dr. Mark Albertus this week said we'll wait and see the results of that study. But he says starting the school year 2 weeks later may sound like a good move for some, but he says getting that later start means we'd have to give up something during the school year. And that could mean shorter fall and holiday breaks.
We always have to look at the calendar. We balance the teaching and learning needs with the wants and desires of our community and our parents. So we're always getting suggestions and recommendations on how to tweak the calendar. We have a lot of people who want it pushed back toward Labor Day, but we also have a large contingency that likes to get out of school earlier. We have it kind of broken up into one semester before winter holidays and then a semester after winter holidays. So it's a balancing act.
Albertus says if a new law were passed, his district would, of course, accommodate it.
But the calendar that we've had, it seems like it supports our kids and our community, but we'll do what's in best interest of everybody.
A Carrollton City Schools historian says the Carrollton district has been starting school in middle to late August since at least the middle 70s. A state Senate study committee assigned to evaluate the school year calendar of Georgia public schools is reportedly scheduled to begin meeting soon. Carrollton City Council officially adopting the 2018 millage rate. On Monday, the city opting to retain last year's rate rather than go with the suggested rollback rate. Carrollton City Finance Director Jim Triplett.
The revenue that would be produced current digest at our current rate of 4.60 mills is $3,833,549. And the revenue that would be produced at the rollback rate of 4.496 mills would be $3,746,877. That's a difference of $86,672.
Carrollton City has not recorded a millage rate increase since 1993, according to Triplett. Breaking ground on Carroll County's First Responders Memorial Park, commencing in a ceremony on Friday. The Memorial Park, which will be located adjacent to the Veterans Park, will honor the 11 firefighters and police officers that have lost their lives while serving within the county.
Second Friday in September has been set aside as a day for citizens of Carroll County to recognize, honor, and remember all first responder units and individuals. Beginning at 10 o'clock on Friday the 14th, Terry Lowry and the Wind Ensemble will begin playing.
Veterans Memorial Park President Don Levins on the WLBB Community Voice program Tuesday.
And that'll be followed by the recognition of all of the individuals in these first responder units who have performed beyond the call of duty.
Carroll County and its municipalities have proclaimed the second Friday of September as First Responders Appreciation Day. Our entire interview about the First Responders Memorial is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. Well, Southwire's Carrollton facility is collecting more than 2,500 food items for the Carrollton City Schools Food Pantry during the month of August. That pantry is dedicated to providing food for the students living in poverty throughout the Carrollton community. According to Carrollton City Schools, more than 300 children in the city of Carrollton were identified as homeless throughout the 2017-18 school year, and more than 60% of Carrollton Elementary and middle school students qualified for free or reduced lunch. The food pantry is especially focused on meeting the needs of students on extended holidays and during summer vacation. I'm Colin Worthington.